This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee Public Schools' search for a new super continues today. The school board is meeting to evaluate applications. The search comes after former Superintendent Keith Posley stepped down last June when it was revealed that the district failed to provide complete financial data to the state. Eduardo Galvin has been serving as interim super since last July. Racine County isn't the only place Microsoft is building in the area. The tech company is expanding its footprint in southeastern Wisconsin with a new 240-acre land purchase in Kenosha. They're already working on a $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. The Kenosha investment, announced in a joint statement from Governor Tony Evers and Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala, is located just off the interstate near 142. The Mount Pleasant project alone is expected to create 2,000 direct jobs and 2,300 construction jobs this year. The head of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin is trying to lead the party on a national stage. Election Day is coming up. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
In the race to lead the Democratic National Committee, Wisconsin's Ben Wickler is one of the favorites. He's facing Ken Martin of Minnesota and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. Wickler has been touting his record as a successful fundraiser here in the Badger State. 8 governors have now endorsed Wickler, plus Governor Tony Evers here in Wisconsin. 4 of those governors are voting members themselves, including Laura Kelly of Kansas, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Andy Beshear of Kentucky, and Michelle Lujan Grisham of New Mexico. They've also each urged members in their states to vote for Wickler, which could give him a big boost. The election to be chair of the Democratic National Committee is on Saturday. Wickler has been chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party for 5 years.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant 2 foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs are probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and Dre were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believe get one of them off the floor, so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball, the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL, the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy has returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Reruns are not just for 1980s TV shows. Most of the money that flowed in from the box office this weekend is from films that have been out for anywhere from 2 to several weeks. The exception did open number 1 this past weekend. Lionsgate's Flight Risk opened with a $12 million take. The movie looked somewhat ridiculous in the trailer, but Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch frontman Mark Wahlberg now happens to be a bankable movie star. No word on if him appearing bald in the film affected the box office. The movie only drew about 20% positive reviews, but audiences seem to view it a little more favorably. Looks like something we've seen before, but maybe that's why it opened number 1. Coming in second place was Disney's Mufasa the Lion King, which is in its 6th week of release. In third place was One of Them Days with Kiki Palmer and SZA, which has been a nice surprise hit for Sony Pictures, pulling in good reviews and good audience marks. Rounding out the top 5 were a couple of swell sequels, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and Moana 2. There are all kinds of benefits to having a younger host of Wheel of Fortune, especially when it comes to explaining internet slang to your letter-turning co-host, Vanna White. Vanna White posted a picture of her and her son cooking together on social media, which brought her son lots of attention, with people referring to the picture as a thirst trap. Not judging, because I had to Google it myself, but White said she had no idea what that was, but luckily, her young whippersnapper 50-year-old co-host Ryan Seacrest set everyone straight. Say what you want about Jennifer Lopez, but she is a showbiz juggernaut. The pop icon actress, who has a tendency to make headlines for all the wrong reason, just righted the ship with a standing ovation after a screening of her new film at the Sundance Film Festival. Lopez Lopez stars in the second film adaptation of the novel Kiss of the Spider Woman. Jenny from the Block says this old-fashioned musical version of the film is one she's always wanted to make, and that witnessing a standing ovation actually made her dream come true. How can that awful Ben Affleck not love her? Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to three-peat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. Here's hoping for a good game. Timothée Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise class instructor, making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live. How noble? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing sunshine today, mild but windy. A high of 43, wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, still breezy, lows near 30. Not as breezy on Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Current temperature is 23 degrees.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.